Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. Monica Helms is a U.S. Navy veteran and also the creator of one of the most recognized symbols in the trans community, the transgender flag. I spoke with her last September about how the flag came to life.
I was having dinner with Michael Page, who was the creator of the bisexual pride flag. And at the time, that and the rainbow flag were only two that exist. And he said, you know, the trans community could use a flag too. And I gave it some thought, and he said, but you got to keep it simple because the least amount of stitches, the cheaper it is for them to sell it. So it was like 2 weeks later, I woke up one morning and the image of the flag came to me. So I got up and drew it out and I said, that looks good. And contacted the people that made the bisexual pride flag and they sent me some swatches. And I picked out the swatches and a week later they sent me the first flag. And, the story is fairly simple, but the fact that, people started asking me, well, what is that? And, and I had to tell them everything about it and where can they get one? And it just started building and building. And I didn't realize behind the scenes that everything was building to where it turned out as it is. It was not until 2013 that I started seeing the flag and the colors in prides across the world. And I'm going, oh my God, it's catching on. People are using it. And I says, I got the first one. I got to find out where I can put it, where and make it, keep it safe. And so I decided to start at the top. I contacted the Smithsonian. And they were just starting to collect LGBTQ items. So, they were interested in the flag. And so, 2014, I donated the flag to the Smithsonian. And it was on the same day, 15 years earlier, that I created the flag. So I call August 19th Transgender Flag Day.
I asked Helms to explain the meaning behind the flag and the reasoning for its blue, pink, and white pattern.
The blue is traditional color for baby boys and pink's for girls. But the white stripe in the middle is for those people that are non-binary or, gender fluid or, don't have any gender thoughts of all, anything, and that's the part that they fit in the white part. And the design is such that no matter which way you fly it, it's always correct, which signifies us finding correctness in our own lives.
The transgender flag is a symbol that a community of people embrace and fly with pride. Helm says it means a lot to have created something that a group of people identify with.
Well, I feel very happy that I gave people something that they could rally around, that they could, show that their pride in being trans or, non-binary, whatever. And not only that, but my flag started a tradition of people coming up with their own flags. There's like 92 flags now, different flags in our community. And I hope to think that I was one that got it started.
Monica's creation has become more than just a flag. It's a statement of pride, a symbol of community, and a rallying point for the trans community. I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.